Today on the podcast, we're talking about Rorschach tests.
Oh yeah, those blobs of ink that people look at and see different things.
They're like a window into your soul or something.
Right, only we're not going to talk about the blobs of ink. We're going to talk about political Rorschach tests, like when a politician says something and different people hear different things.
Oh, so like this week when the governor talked about whether he'd support raising the vehicle registration fee.
And some people heard him say, no way. And some people heard him say, maybe.
The perfect example. This is the WPR Politics Podcast. I'm Sean Johnson.
I'm Laurel White.
And I'm John K. Wilson. When you listen to this podcast, what do you hear? A discussion about political Rorschach tests.
Is that too corny at the end?
No. Yeah, I like it.
All right, Sean, what do you hear? Laurel, what do you hear with a mouthful of coffee?
Yeah.
So Rorschach tests, political Rorschach tests.
So was Rorschach the doctor, by the way?
Oh, man, I just Googled this, and I can't believe I don't know that now as we're speaking about it. I can tell you this from my Googling, though. Mm-hmm. Political Rorschach tests is not an original idea, okay?
Oh,
it
darn.
Is like, kaboom, Google starts smoking when you see what people have written about that. And we've had, like, pretty good examples in recent years of presidents where people have said that there's like this Rorschach test. President Obama talks about hope and change. People hear what they want to hear, you know? Hope and change means something different to different people. President Trump talks about, I want to make America great again. People kind of fill in the blanks how they want to. People hear that differently. So I think those are good examples and show that this exists in many places, especially, you know, right on up to the presidency. So we're talking about Governor Walker today because it's happening now, but I think you could find different examples all over the place. I also found that somebody writing about Rorschach tests who was like, look, you guys are all wrong when you talk about it as like different people hear different things because it's technically a scientific test. And anyway, you're all stupid. So sorry, guy, we're going to do that today.
I mean, I think it's technically supposed to be like repressed feelings that you illuminate by saying you see like a, you know, a dog or
but
something.
I mean, who's to say you can't have repressed feelings about whether or not you want to raise the vehicle registration fee to pay for Wisconsin roads?
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, also daddy issues, but
exactly right. So that's why we're doing this. And since it's audio, we don't right now have we don't have ink blobs to show you, but we are going to take you back to some stuff that the governor has said.
Take a little trip in time.
A little trip through Governor Walker's mm-hmm. comments over the years. Because, you know, this week he talked about raising the vehicle registration fee. And I would say more generally this session, a lot of people, a lot of Republican lawmakers feel like the governor's changing his positions a lot when it comes to transportation and what he would support and what he wouldn't. And that's not the first time I've heard people say that. I mean, going back years, there's been this consensus out there in the world that the governor, he sort of hints that he wants revenue and then he takes that back. So it's what I find, though, when you go back and listen to what the governor actually said, it doesn't always match up with what I remember him saying or what I thought he was saying at the time. So I'm going to play a little example for you here. So this is from December of 2014. This was during a time when the Department of Transportation had come out with a budget proposal that increased a variety of taxes and fees. There was a lot of talk out there that, like, well, this might be the year that Republicans increase some kind of transportation revenue. Seems like if the governor's administration's talking about it, maybe he's open to that.
This is the last state budget, the 15-17 state budget.
I guess it would be, right?
Yeah.
So December 2014, he's sitting down for year interviews. So I ask him about that. I mean, if he's open to some type of increase in revenue for transportation. So here's what he had to say.
I'd prefer not to have a gas tax, but, you know, there might be other ways, other alternatives to what the DOT's put on the table.
So I'm thinking, okay. You're saying you're open to some kind of other revenue. He's saying, first of all, let's point out, He said no gas tax.
I prefer not to have a gas tax.
Because there's this idea out there that he's been kind of flip-flopping on the gas tax. And I find that I go back and listen to the governor's comments. He's been pretty consistent against the gas tax. So I hear that anyway. Back to this interview. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to ask you about the vehicle registration fee, because that's the other big way that the state raises transportation revenue. And, you know, like in 2007, split legislature, you had Republicans vote for a vehicle registration fee. So I asked the governor about that. You can hear a little bit of my question and his answer.
The registration fee increase is not in the secretary's budget, but that is something that Republicans have voted for in the, I mean, not too distant past.
Yeah, there might be another alternative out there. Again, it's, you know, we're looking at all those things. Again, we want to make sure, though, that in this total budget, not just a transportation budget, that the tax burden for everyday working men and women of the state is lower at the end of this biennium than it was to begin with.
So when you hear that audio, what do you hear? What do you hear the governor saying there?
This is your
Rorschach test.
I want to say the response like, John, leave the room, and then I'll say what I think I heard. No, but I that to me sounds like he's saying the vehicle registration fee could happen, right? He's not saying no.
What do you hear, John?
Honestly, I don't know. I was kind of confused.
So, yeah, I mean, I think those answers are both right in a way. I mean, that question was, I didn't build it up too much, but I think I reported that he didn't say no when asked about a vehicle registration fee increase, which people have reported recently, right?
Yeah. Well, and there's a distinction, too, that I think some people make between the vehicle registration fees and taxes, because vehicle registration fees are what some people will call user fees.
Yeah, and that's how you get some Republicans on board.
Yeah, because they're saying it's not raising the burden on everybody, it's raising the burden on people who are using the roads. Maybe even, see, this is me saying not saying no. This is how registration fees can fit into him saying we're not going to raise the tax burden.
So I remember the last time Republicans voted with Democrats for a vehicle registration fee increase. And I talked to Kitty Rhodes at the time, who's the Republican co-chair of the Finance Committee. And I said, what's the difference? Why are you guys against gas tax, but you're for registration fee? And she said at the time, like, we know the gas tax is something that people feel every time they fill up at the pump. The registration fee is once a year, and that's the gas tax is something people notice over and over again. I don't know if that's the way people view it, especially when gas prices are low. They probably wouldn't notice, but that is the way that it's perceived by policymakers, that would be more politically toxic than just saying we're raising a user fee that's called a fee for
right.
roads. All right. Ready to move on to the next step of our therapy session?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's
right.
do it.
I feel like it's already dredging up some really deep repressed feelings for me.
All right. September of 2016, he's in Edgerton, standing by the interstate, introducing the Department of Transportation's new budget.
Wasn't he like in a Culver's parking lot or
something?
He was
in a Culver's parking lot, yes. And it's like right next to a big, you know, there's a bridge that's under construction there. So you got a backdrop of construction for him to talk about DOT. And here's what he said, kind of a warning to lawmakers.
Certainly we're willing to work with members of the Assembly and the Senate and both political parties if they've got good suggestions. The one thing I want to make abundantly clear, though, is I make promises and I keep promises. And my promise to the taxpayers was I was not going to raise the gas tax or other associated fees without a corresponding reduction in taxes elsewhere. I'm not going to raise the overall tax burden of the people of this state. And if people want to make changes in the budget, they need to be mindful of that, because not only will I not present it, I will veto any changes made to the budget that add to the overall burden of the taxpayers of this state.
What do you hear?
Tell me more about that.
How does that make you feel? It makes me feel happy, because it's like a little walk down memory lane, because it's like I feel like it was fun to hear him say the whole like without a corresponding decrease, because I feel like that was sort of the dialogue for months, was like, okay, maybe we can get this done. Lawmakers that wanted to have the gas tax on the table were like, okay, we'll search for a place to cut. And then that happened. The like new revenue estimates came out and things have changed, and Assembly Republicans actually presented a plan that said, here's where we can cut, and so we could get that, you know, get that gas tax bump if we want it, or at least consider it. And then the governor was like, no thanks, never mind.
So
maybe that was an oversimplified summary of that, but the like corresponding cut thing seems to have disappeared now.
And so when I was putting this together, and I've thought for a while now that the governor, maybe we should play the next bit first. Here's what the governor said. So everything that I think Laurel set it up right. Legislators are like, yeah, we can do this. Cut taxes in the general fund. We increase taxes for transportation. And then the governor gets asked to elaborate on his positions in February of 2017.
So there's no scenario in which the rise in the gas tax is on the table for you?
No, I do not support a gas tax increase, particularly at a time when we've got such a high amount of revenues coming in because of the reform dividend. If they want to rearrange priorities or they want to mix some things up, certainly we'll be attentive to what their proposals are.
What do you hear?
Can I go again?
Go for it.
Yes.
You have a lot to get off your chest.
I feel confused. Because what does that last bit mean? What is the rearranging? Because would the rearranging be the swap?
The swap.
Like
the rearranging
the reduction
would be
and
like,
then
the... you know, moving money out of the general fund to the transportation fund kind of thing, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I think it could mean instead of spending money on like the north-south leg of I-94, well, let's spend it on the east-west, you know, west of the city. Who knows, right? But pairing that audio with what he said in Edgerton, I mean, is that an example of a flip, do you think? Because this is, I'll tell you what, I certainly thought it was. And Assembly Republicans certainly feel like he did kind of move the goalposts here.
I really want to look up this tweet from Robin Voss that was just yesterday, I think, or the day before.
I believe what Robin Voss is saying is like, I'm not going to address somebody whose position changes from day to day. And I think with Walker, there are a number of issues where his position has straight up changed. I'm saying on transportation, it's a bit more nuanced with what the governor has said. And that to me, you look at what he said this week and I see more consistency from the governor than I kind of thought was there.
What did he say this week?
What did he say this? Laurel, did you want?
So I can't find the tweet.
Okay.
Update.
Let's play some sound instead. Right.
So in the interim, okay. After February, the Joint Finance Committee announces, I think it was earlier this month, it was recently, that they're going to set the governor's transportation budget aside. Highly unusual step. They're going to build their own budget. The governor's spokesman comes out with a statement, saying, you know, the governor's willing to work with the legislature on finding money for transportation as long as it doesn't include a gas tax increase. We read that and we talked about it at the time, thought, seems like it opens the door for a vehicle registration fee increase.
Because right? You're not saying no.
But we were like cautious about it. We said, hey, you know, he might qualify that. So here's what he said this week when asked, would you support a vehicle registration fee increase?
No, I don't have any interest in raising vehicle registration fees either. I just explicitly talked about the gas tax, but I don't know of anyone in the legislature who's talking about vehicle registration fees. For us, I think there's more than enough revenue out there. I'm willing to work with them.
So I think we have to kind of split this up, okay? I don't know anybody who's talking about vehicle registration fee increase. I mean,
Lots of people have been talking about vehicle registration fees.
There is a good chance they're not talking about it with him personally. Give them the benefit out there, but that has been out there. Okay, they talk about it in more vague terms. The Republicans who want to raise taxes or fees, they talk about all options on the table. They talk about revenue. They don't want to use the T word, the tax word, but they have not. You know, there's only a couple of ways really you can raise significant revenue when you get down to it, or a couple of ways the state does it now: gas tax and vehicle registration fee. So that's been out there, but. What did he say at the beginning of that thing, John?
He said no.
Well, the next part.
I don't remember exactly.
Well, play the clippity clip.
No, I don't have any interest in raising vehicle registration fees either.
I don't have any interest. Okay.
I don't have any interest.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to propose it. Not that he could now. He can't really propose. They laid his transportation budget aside, but I don't have.
So, okay.
I'm bored of this whole issue. Like, you guys do what you want, but I'm going to go, like, think about something else now.
Mm-hmm. No, so I heard that Rorschach test, okay?
Yeah.
I'm on the couch, guys. Right. I heard that. And
wait, what?
Like a psychiatrist's couch.
Oh, okay. I was like, why were you sitting on a couch when you heard this clip?
That's how I listen to all my press conferences. I'm like, Laurel, send me the raw audio. And then I go find a couch and I just take a nap.
Just sit back and really mull it over.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I heard that. And I thought, initially, I thought, oh, come on. You flipped, Governor. Sir, you changed your position because your office just said, you know, you just very glaringly left this vehicle registration fee open as an increase. Now you're saying, I don't have any interest in it. Or mm-hmm. did he flip? Because then he was asked, would you veto a vehicle registration fee increase?
Well, again, I've said that I'm not proposing, nor do I think we're going to have a gas tax or a vehicle registration fee as a part of this budget.
I'm not proposing it. I don't think we're going to have it. But if you ask, it's just, you have to draw this distinction. If you ask him, will you veto a gas tax increase? He's like, yeah, I will veto that. Yep. He's never, ever, to my knowledge, said that about the vehicle registration
fee. I just feel like we are setting ourselves up for, like, this afternoon. Someone's going to ask him, will you veto a vehicle? He's going to be like, yeah, of course I would veto a vehicle registration fee.
I think that's possible. You know, I still feel a little uneasy about it. I wouldn't, you know, I still kind of think they won't have a vehicle registration fee increase if I were to bet.
Mm-hmm.
But just because, like, the status quo is kind of a powerful force when it comes to anything in budgets. So... But I mean, I was just kind of struck. Thanks for going through this painful, like,
man, I found this to be emotional and interesting. And
I'm just floating in space. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief.
Or am I? Laurel White is WPR's Capitol Reporter.
It seems that way. And John K. Wilson is our resident politics nerd.
You can uncover some deep and piercing insights into the psychological depths of Wisconsin state politics by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes. You can also rate and review the show there. You can find it on Google Play and a bunch of pod-catching apps. And of course, all of our past episodes are at wpr.org/politics.
You guys want to look at some actual ink blots?
Let's do it.
All right, hold on. Let me pull up the webpage.
Good radio.
Oh.
All right, what does this look like to you guys?
A moth conducting an orchestra.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, next.
Good.
Oh, okay. Clearly, like, two ladies holding vases or something.
I was thinking just, like, two naked people, like, bending over holding bowls.
Yeah.
No, they're like two butlers drumming.